Quick Reaction Force Compound, outskirts of the Bosnian township of Brčko. 27 December, 1998. 0243 hours. I could never get to sleep after a mission. My mind would race for hours. It absolutely refused to power down. Something about overstimulation from repeated exposure to hostile gunfire, life and death situations, blah, blah, blah. Evidently, there were numerous academic studies done on the topic. Like I gave a shit. It was part of the job. An occupational hazard. Annoyed that I had to get up again in an hour, I struggled to keep my eyes shut. Turning to my side in frustration, I adjusted my sleeping bag as my piece of shit U.S. Army-issued cot creaked and moaned in protest. That today was my birthday may have also contributed to the insomnia factor. The ripe old age of 33, practically a damn senior citizen in soldier years. Thinking that I'd give my kingdom for a real bed at the moment, I chuckled to myself at the thought of the ridiculous places I'd spent my birthday over the past few years. Caves, swamps, foxholes. A soldier's life was something special. No doubt. At any rate, 3 more days and we'd be stateside again. At least for a short while. Real beds. Real food. Real beer. Mesmerized by the faint swinging motion of the dim light bulb hanging from the center of my GP medium tent, I felt my eyes get heavy, and my thoughts waned. I drifted into that awkward sleep state that only happened when you were completely exhausted or pissed drunk. Then it started again. The dream. The goddamn dream. Just like every other night since getting here 6 months ago. Too tired to resist, I felt my eyelids flicker shut, and the familiar scene came into perfect focus. It always started outside the towering gate of an ancient city. The time period was unclear, but my guess was in the first century. It felt like Jerusalem in ancient times. Not that I had any personal experience with what Jerusalem in ancient times actually felt like, but I had seen Ben-Hur a couple times. Perhaps one time too many. Don't judge me, it's a frigging classic. I stood within a crowd of people and watched as he was dragged through the gate and thrown to the ground by soldiers wearing bronze-plated armor and sheathed swords. As the soldiers disdainfully muttered something and walked away, he remained hunched over on his knees in the center of a sand-covered road. His hands were bound together and firmly pressed against the ground, supporting the weight of his upper body as he attempted to get up. The sun hovered overhead in the midday sky, which was a radiant blue and absent of clouds. The heat was blistering, and I saw him wince as his palms burned from contact with the sand. His tattered cloak was soaked with sweat that dripped down his forehead. He appeared weakened and worn, defeated, yet somehow resolute. Venomous shouts of blasphemy, heresy, and impiety poisoned the air. He scanned the crowd to find faces twisted into vicious scowls and looks of utter revulsion. As the shouting grew to a thunderous level and feverish pitch, the crowd parted, and 7 figures clad in ornate crimson robes trimmed with golden fringe emerged. With heads bowed, they strode in perfect unison and stopped in front of him, forming a perfect line.
"Sanhedrin," he muttered under his breath.
Their faces were blank, devoid of emotion in every respect. While their eyes were intense, they also seemed distant, as if their thoughts were not completely of their own making. As if on command, each figure simultaneously removed his ceremonial attire and secured a jagged stone from a pile at the feet of a white-robed man. Easily a head taller than everyone else in the crowd, his eyes were deathly cold, yet somehow burned with the ferocity of an apex predator. A vivid crimson red with tiny, calculating pupils. His stare was mesmerizing and friggin' terrifying. Raising his right hand above his head, the man in white gave the frenzied crowd a stern look. They instantly fell silent. The robed figure then turned to each of the 7.
"Now, my brothers, return this heretic to the fires that await all blasphemers. Do it now, in his name."
As the order was given, they simultaneously raised the stones clutched in their hands and stepped forward in unison.